Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Today's cattle futures were lower across the board. The feeder cattle down about 70 or cents or so on average across the board here. Put August expiring today at 141.97. So had a down day there, down 50 cents. So the next front month will now become the September contract, which expires about another month from now. After that, November was 141.25, down 65. And then the live cattle were down hard in August, down 220 at 101.85. So really disappointing there that the cash trade couldn't maintain that 106, 107. Looks like it's going to be around 105 this week. So that was disappointing. October, 106.37, down about 62. The August will go off the board on Monday. And then, of course, October will become the front month next on the live cattle contracts. Hogs today were up 22 on December at 56.55. It looks like the slaughter today was about 119,000 head, right where it needs to be. There's been some chatter about why the slaughter numbers are down if we are current. It's debatable if we're current or not, but why they're down. It could be the fact that a lot of the smaller packing houses located in towns around the rural America have been, doubling their capacity. So to add an extra 1,000 head across the United States may not be that big of a deal.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Today's grain futures market showed quite a bit of strength here. Corn was up about 3 cents, the beans up 16 cents, the wheats were up about 11 to 12 cents. So a lot of good strength across the board in the grain futures. The cotton was down 21 today at 65.37. Some of the strength came from the fact that this storm is going to move east and miss a large part of the driest areas of the Corn Belt. And following the storm on August 10th and then the dryness, they said it was the driest, 12th driest year in 126 years for Iowa. So that's going to cause some problems with the corn and bean production. And then the Chinese have been buying a lot of corn from the United States, which has helped the corn prices as well. So overall, the overall fundamental picture is getting better. It was pretty bad for a long time, but we're selling some. The yields are getting smaller, so production going down, supplies going down, demand's going up. Just what you need to have. It's still at extremely low levels here currently. Today, the stock market had a pretty big move. Today, we're up right now in the Dow Jones about 230 points. This morning, Jerome Powell, the Fed president, was talking about the economic situation, and the stock market liked it, so we're higher there. Currently, the crude oil is down about 30 cents, and natural gas is rallying up currently about 12 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.